Earlier this year, there was only one electric school bus in the entire state of Washington. This fall, that fleet will be much bigger with 40 buses. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
Some school districts hope to have their buses running this fall, assuming in-person classes are back. Most of the grant funding from the Washington Department of Ecology went to districts on the west side of the state, where there's more diesel pollution. But the Pullman and Republic school districts will test the buses out east of the Cascades. Jim Burnside is the bus transportation supervisor in Republic, in Ferry County. He says the new electric bus will lower emissions the students breathe, like when buses idle.
When you bring five buses into a tight area and they idle just for a few minutes, there's a lot of fumes that come up that the kids have to breathe. And so in that particular bus, there will be no fumes.
A fleet would be expensive. Electric buses can cost nearly $300,000 more than diesel buses. This ecology grant makes up the difference. In Oregon, Portland General Electric recently gave funding to districts in its service area for five electric buses. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.